We Must Have Dreams, a speech by John Amagalik. Will the Inuit disappear from the face of the earth? Will we become extinct? Will our culture, our language, and our attachment to nature be remembered only in history books? These questions bring a great sadness to me, to realize that we Inuit are in the same category as the great whales, the bald eagle, the husky, and the polar bear brings me great fear. To realize that our people can be classified as an endangered species is very disturbing. Is our culture like a wounded polar bear that has gone out to sea to die alone? What can be done? There does not seem to be one single answer to these questions. It may be true that the physical part of our culture has been eroded to the point where it can never return to its full potential, but the non-physical parts of our culture, our attitude toward life, our respect for nature, our realization that others will follow who deserve the respect and concern of present generations, are deeply entrenched within ourselves. The presence of our ancestors within ourselves is very strong. The will to survive is there. This part of our culture will die a slow death, if it ever dies at all. If we are to survive as a race, we must have the understanding and patience of the dominant cultures of this country. We do not need the pity, the welfare, the paternalism, and the colonialism which has been heaped upon us over the years. We must teach our children their mother tongue. We must teach them what they are and where they came from. We must teach them the values which have guided our society over the thousands of years. We must teach them our philosophies which go back beyond the memory of man. We must keep the embers burning from the fires which used to burn in our villages so that we may gather around them again. It is this spirit we must keep alive so that it may guide us again in a new life in a changed world. Who is responsible for keeping this spirit alive? It is clearly the older people. We must have the leadership which they once provided us. They must realize this responsibility and accept it. If the older people will remember, the young must listen. In a world which becomes more complicated with each passing year, we must rely on the simple, gentle ways of our people to guide us. In a world so full of greed, we must share. We must remember that of all the things in this world, nothing belongs to us. Of what we take, we must share. A lot of people tell me that we must forget the past and instead look to the future. To me, it would be a mistake to completely ignore the past because the past determines the present and the present determines what will be in the future. Sometimes it is necessary to look to the past to make decisions about the future. When I talk about the future and try to describe what I would like for my children, some people sometimes say to me that I am only dreaming. What is wrong with dreaming? Sometimes dreams come true, and if only one is determined enough. What kind of world would we live in if people did not have dreams? If people did not strive for what they believe in? We must have dreams. We must have ideals. We must fight for things we believe in. We must believe in ourselves. But there are also realities we must face. We can only attempt to make the best of any given situation or circumstances. If we are not successful, we must not give up hope. We must tell ourselves that we can only try a little harder the next time. Over the past few years, in my visits to Inuit communities, I've had many private conversations about what is happening to our people and what the future holds for us. I've become more and more concerned about the angry words which some of our people are starting to use. I cannot really blame them for their feelings. Their feelings toward the white man are easy to understand. It is very easy to blame the white man for the predicament we find ourselves in today, but anger and hate are not the answers. We need the patience and understanding of our white brothers. If we are to expect that from them, we must offer the same in return. The Inuit, by nature, are not violent people. This is one of our virtues which we must not lose. It disturbs me a great deal to hear about Native organizations squabbling with other Native organizations. If we are to achieve anything, we must not fight among ourselves. We can agree to disagree, but we must sort out our problems together. We must be of one mind and of one voice. This is not always possible among human beings. We must not let petty disagreements divide us. The Inuit were once strong, independent, and proud people. That is why we have survived. That strength, that independence, and that pride must surface again. We must prove to Canada that the original citizens of this country will not lie down and play dead. After all, the Inuit have been described by the United Nations as a people who refuse to disappear.